Another Peter Moody, who is looking forward to a big day today.
He's, no swearing moods.
He's had a big week, and he's had a big night as well. You were at the TAB Melbourne Cup last night, Moods. Good to see you at the Dogs.
Yes, yeah, no, it was a great night out there last night at Sandown.
Find a winner?
I backed the winner of the Cup.
Did you really?
Yes, a little something for Petey.
Have you ever had a greyhound?
Yeah, I have. Along with Zach Purton and Teddy Demler and Mickey Brighton, that we used to race a team of dogs called Tricodes. They all had the Tricode prefix in them. We had a pretty good bitch called Tricode Queen. Wow. That wasn't swearing, by the way, Matthew. That was the greyhound terminology.
Sounds a bit weird, yeah.
And she was Group 1 placed two or three times.
You used to get out to Sandown quite a bit, didn't you?
Yes, yeah, you used to go out there and have a look.
Yeah, very good. Is there any pressure on you today, or is it just enjoy the moment?
What for?
Say goodbye to Bossy. You've got to provide him with the winner moods.
I've given him a Group 1 winner.
Yeah.
One of those 90 was mine, and I reckon I've given him a lot of others along the way, so no pressure on me.
If we asked you about Peter Moody, Glenn Boss, how would you sum him up?
He's been great for the game. He's a terrific rider, big race rider, a great promoter of the industry. And by the sounds of it, he wants to continue in that vein, just without riding, which is pretty exciting for him and the industry, I would think. The industry's mad if they do not use him in that capacity and really push the sport. He's been a big hitter for a lot of years.
Massive grand final player.
Yeah, well, from the trainer's perspective, and I'm not talking out of school here, you didn't want Glenn on at Sandown on a Wednesday.
Yep.
Because you just got the feel, and I'm not saying it was the case, but you just got the feel, well,
you look Frankie Dettori.
We're pushing these around. But, the first bloke you'd want to ring in a Group 1, and the fact that he could ride any weight comfortably and rock hard and fit and focused, so be it. Was Wednesday a better golf day for Glenn? I reckon he might even suggest that, or he might argue it, but I've had a great relationship from Glenn. For Glenn for a lot of years. We both went to Sydney sort of similar time as kids and poked along. And when I first started running Billy Mitchell's yard there, and Glenn arrived down there and known him a long way. And I'm very proud to leg him up in his last one. And let's hope it's a winner.
Sit and steer.
Fairy tales aren't big in racing.
Mm.
But
You've had
too many of them too.
You had a fairy tale when you had your hiatus that last night.
Yeah, no, that's right. That was good. And all my good horses went out on Group 1 weight for age wins. This is a Group 2 weight for age win for Bossy, so let's hope we can do it. I know the Caulfield Cup was his race, and I really feel sad, and I know Connections did, that he didn't get the opportunity to ride Incentivise. That was the race that he needed to put the whole set together. Golden Slippers, Melbourne Cups, Cox Plates, but the Caulfield Cup just missed it. He needs to have a chat to G Hall. Don't worry about the suburbs, son, just go to the cities.
what about your spring, the way it's emerged? 6 months ago, obviously hadn't trained a Caulfield Cup winner, but you didn't have Incentivise, you didn't have Spanish Mission. You might well have two of the best three stayers in Australia at the moment. What a 12 months it could be for those horses. There wouldn't be a race they wouldn't be favourite for at the moment.
No, they're pretty exciting. And Incentivise had a very deep preparation last time, so he'll miss the autumn. He'll have a big break now, and I would think everything will be about spring next year for him. But this horse, I'm still learning about him, Spanish Mission, but he looks very sharp. In 20 days or 18 days, 19 days, I've been more taken with him than any international that I've ever had in the yard.
He was potting it before.
I just thought his profile, but it sounds like he's not consistent. Could he be a rival for Incentivise, Fennecombe rival?
He finished ahead behind him the last time they met.
Mm.
So I think a Fennecombe rival is a fair assessment. They're probably just got to hope Waller keeps hobbles on very elegant if she strikes that vein of form again. But, he's a damn good horse. And I, like you, when I looked at Ascot Gold Cups, Lonsdale Cups, God, we're going to need a cart for this bastard to pull and throw a bit of milk in the back of it. But in a couple of little bits of work, he's really suggested to me otherwise.
Yeah, as you say, fairy tales don't happen all the time, but he looks like he's the right horse to whatever happens today. Can he force the issue if it's a sit sprint? Can he adapt and all that?
Well, I don't know. We're going to learn that, I suppose. I would imagine he'll probably follow warning probably most places he goes.
Waller's said that he wants to take very elegant to the arc, and he's going to take a few sprinters over to Royal Ascot. You've done it with Black Caviar. Is the pickings too good here? You've got Incentivise, you've got Spanish Mission, or could you think about maybe an overseas jaunt with one of these two?
Oh, no, I think it's all about the spring here for them. They're not going to be set up for that, but, it's a bastion for Chris and J-Mac to really explore. You know, that's the next step for them in their glittering careers, isn't it, really, to go down that path and to showcase Australasian racing and talent. The Kiwis will claim them quickly as soon as they get on the boat, but they've forged their careers here, and they're a great part of Australasian sort of racing folklore and history in a short space of time. So let's hope they can go over there and really fly the flag. They've got some nice horses, and pity the bastards didn't go this year.
Speaking of folklore and history, you can't be everywhere on one weekend, but you'd love to be down the coast tomorrow, down past Geelong, wouldn't you?
I'd love to be at Warrnambool for the Jericho Cup tomorrow. Billy Gibbons and his team, fourth year running. Did the first couple, and obviously last year, no. And I'm going to miss this year. Very sad, but it's a great occasion, and really looking forward to it. Let's hope people back up. The weather's going to be great this weekend. The sun's just starting to burn my bally head here.
I was
now
noticing that.
So bring a bit of sunscreen out, and all roads lead to Warrnambool at about 5 o'clock this afternoon when the last is run here.
I was going to say, Matt's been very strong on this, and I think there's a lot of support. Do you want to see these two meetings split and Jericho have a bit more clear air?
Oh, well, listen, let's see how it plays out this weekend. Like, I know Bill's passion's always been to run this as near as time frame as possible to the original Jericho Cup time frame. So, we don't shift Anzac Day because someone's got a birthday or a wedding, do we? So, and it's a part of a massive part of Australian history, the Jericho Cup, and the more people we can expose it to, the better. So let's see how it works. If it's got to be tinkered with, so be it. But you're not going to get much better weather than this weekend, and it could be worse around Christmas time. So take advantage, get down there, and have a great day.
Actually, Max will be horrified by this. I packed my budgie smugglers for the next couple of days.
I'm tipping Max will go right when you go left.
I think the Shire of Warrnambool are horrified by that as well. you're going too well. You haven't got a Jericho horse.
No. Well, all my staying horses is a European bred, which makes them ineligible, and even the horses I've bought the last few years have been international foals, so he'd be pretty short and with a bit of weight on his back Spanish mission if he could, if he could lob round in it. But no, listen, it's for Anzac horses, and that's what it's there to celebrate. And you know, you even see places like Albany in Western Australia, you know, $100,000 race to qualify for this Jericho Cup. So it's really grabbed people's imagination. Unfortunately, that horse and the two Kiwi horses can't come this year for the race, but there's terrific money there for someone. And for Billy to fund it like he has, an unbelievable philanthropist, not only for the greater community, but racing, it's got to really be recognised.
And I'm so glad to see Racing Victoria come out and say they are committing to it and that funding as well. Hey, Merge, just walking in here is another champion jockey, Craig Williams. Willow, good to see you this morning. I wanted to get your thoughts just on Bossy, his farewell today, the competitor.
Well, it's been very fortunate for me to be competing through an era of Glenn Boss and the likes, and his contribution not only to the thoroughbred industry to bring, I guess, big names, big companies across to horse racing, as Lexus was original, and then is now Maserati, and his contribution to represent jockeys so well. He's a great leader, great role model, and he's been doing it for 3 decades at the top level.
What's the toughest race you've had against Bossy? Is there much banter in the rooms? Will today be a day where you're all, I suppose, trying to have a bit of fun with him in the rooms, or is it just business as usual?
Oh no, it's business as usual. It's a conclusion to a great era for Glenn Boss in the saddle, obviously. And in regards to it being competition, he was always just very consistent, as his record shows you, in the top races. The big races didn't faze him, and that really brought out the best in Glenn Boss.
Who's your best today, Willow?
Star Rail.
All right. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys.
Would have been Spanish Mission if he had his way.
Yeah, it was my swan song today.
Oh, did you get jocked because it was Bossy's farewell?
No, new ownership. I really like the horse, and he's a perfect horse for the race today anyway, so I wish him all the best.
How good is he?
He's really good. And yeah. I think in time that he'll be a really good mile and a half horse here in Australia as well. I think he's got a bit of turn-up speed as well, the way that he's felt for me. But he's a lovely horse to do anything with, which I'm sure Pete and his staff already know.
So have you? Pete's got your number?
I rang Pete already.
Have you?
I got the bong bong.
Is he nice when he lets you down, though, Pete?
No, he's good. He's got that many horses on the books and he still has time to take jockey's calls. So I think that shows you when... When trainers are taking your calls, you know you're doing well. Even if you get the, it's not today, it's still nice. We still look for 365 days of the year.
Good on you, Willow.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
That's one of the things that I suppose racing fans don't get to know. But do you get a lot of that? The jockeys calling you directly saying, here's my case?
Oh, the biggest thing is letting them down in different scenarios. Like, I made a mistake today. Brian Higgins was desperate to ride Allegretta in the third and I didn't even consider him because of the weights. And then he was a bit sort of down in the dumps during the week. And I said, what's wrong? He said, oh, you dropped me off that filly. And I said, well, I didn't, the weights. He said, oh, my weight's good. And I said, oh, well, you know, you hate letting them down because they work hard. And, you know, I've always had a loyal group of jockeys around me and had a lot of success, you know, with the ones that have worked hard for me. And you know, that's sort of building again with Luke and Blake McDougall and Jay Benbow. We won the Wodonga Cup yesterday and Higo and... the only one missing out of the old team is probably Meachie and Stackhouse, you know, but they've gone on to bigger and better things.
She's going too good for you now, Meachie.
Yeah, exactly. I tried to snip her the other day. She wouldn't come good. Yeah. Said she's got a baby to feed.
Hey, well done with Wodonga yesterday. We were up there doing an OB and it looked terribly bleak. It was raining and it just never looked like it was going to go ahead and the marquees were everywhere, but the crowd poured in regardless of whether it was never going to go the distance, which it did. And I know you take a bit of pride and you weren't there, but... for being part of something like that?
Oh, listen, I would have been there, bar I had an engagement last night, and I love supporting those country race meetings. You know, it's an integral part of what we do, and the prize money's terrific, and congratulations to the team up there for getting it going, because there was thoughts there for 72 hours beforehand that it'd be off, so that was a great feather. And the cap is a terrific wet weather track, Wodonga, isn't it? It's phenomenal. Mm. They need to shift that template to a few other tracks in Victoria for sure.
Some of the vision was...
eye-catching?
Bawdy.
All right. Pete, you had a winner the other night. Well, you know, I caught the run at Pakenham. You had a debutante. It drifted from about 7s to 25 to 1. In the run, it was the only one you wanted to be on. I love your sheepskin nosebands. I love them because they do stand out. Why did that thing go around at 25 to 1 the other night?
I don't know. I'm not a punter, and I thought I was a genius. I had something on her at $15 before I was putting the saddle on her. And I wandered off to have a smoke as I go on the barriers and walk past the two local bookies, and they were both betting 26s. So I had to have a little something on her again. I thought she was a 4 or 5 to 1 chance. And one of the bookies said, do you think you can win? Every time you have a bet move that wins, I said, yeah, I do. And he said, well, that'll do me. So he took my bet and he said, I had $100 on her at 26 to 1. He said, I've never been so happy to give someone $2,600. So I don't know what he went and had on her.
Are you wearing the same Dax now that you cashed the ticket in on?
Yeah.
A little bit of floating?
But it was, yeah, just one of those amazing things. And the ownership group don't bet, and I don't bet traditionally, but it was just one of those times where...
It was an easy watch.
Lady
Court, yeah.
Very impressive. Like, I imagine she'll be coming to town over the summer.
She'll come to town for her next run, and she's a sister to In Good Health, who won the Heatherly here last year, and a good stakes quality mare, and this filly will go down a similar path.
When do we see Baby Nelly again?
Baby Nelly's back in work, so she'll be back, I would think, maybe back end of February, somewhere there in the autumn.
You're still feeling a bit... You should be. You're feeling a bit... excited about the future?
A bit sort of roll the shoulders.
Yeah.
No, listen, she's a nice filly, so she's got to continue to step up, but she'll win in town for sure.
Principal Caviar's her name.
Yeah. Yeah, he got a nice colt too in the first Brit, and he's living up to his name tag. He's a tough bugger. How do you think he'll go today?
Well, there's raps on a few, isn't there?
Yes, there are.
There are, but they'll want to be good because he's going well. I think he's a very good colt. He's the first one of the Vic Alliance the horses. These boys went out and tipped a lot of money in, a lot of the breeders in Victoria, Rosemont Stud being the principal and a lot of other breeders, and they deserve a big result here because they're really backing in the Victorian industry. And this colt's got them off the ground to a flyer, and I reckon he can continue to build on what's already a pretty handy little record. He's a very good colt, so it'll take a good one to beat him.
You mentioned Allegretta. The form is standing up nicely in that race. Is she a filly that... is making good progression? You give her a chance today?
I do, for sure. It's slightly sticky gate, but can run well as Matty reaches for the phone. Please don't back it.
I'm working out my quaddy.
and just a space job, Spanish Mission.
Listen, I don't know enough about him, but his form says yes, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
You would think something sort of dramatic. I haven't seen anything downward. And I heard someone this morning, one of the boys, say, you know, maybe he could lose a bit and still be too good for them. So maybe that's the case. So I hope he has lost a bit, because what I've seen is pretty exciting. And if I can tack it back on, we're going to have some fun next year.
Hey, just on this meeting, you're happy with the move, moving it back to the end of November?
I think it'll take time to catch, but I don't think it's a bad thing. Please don't let it detract from Sandown in any way, shape or form. It's a bit odd having the Sandown Guineas at Caulfield. But I don't think it's a back thing. And I think in time, and I don't want to sound greedy because we've got unbelievable prize money, but maybe to keep the better horses. I know 750 is a massive carrot, but if you want to keep those Caulfield Stakes, Cox Plate, McKinnon Stakes horses coming into this, and then a couple of the Cups horses coming back from the 2 mile, that'd make an interesting clash. If you had four or five that had gone around in a few of those early weight for age races, and four or five Melbourne Cup horses coming back to meet in the middle along with your QE winner and that, you're going to end up with a pretty high quality race. And I think Matty said it earlier, when you see the Mar Eustace template, which was originally probably sourced by Waller and Weir, they keep these horses going. Surprised, I don't think Kieran and Dave have got a runner. Which is surprising. So maybe there's, you know, just came to the end of the tether. But, you know, if it was a mil and a half, you know, and then go into a $2 million Australia Cup, I know it's 3 months away at the next run. That's a nice gap for these horses. And you get your 2 or 3 weeks, or 2 weeks in the paddock, 2 weeks at their beach facilities, which everyone's got. And that's their spell for the autumn.
Yep.
Little $500,000 Group 2 at Flemington on New Year's Day, just to keep fill the gap a bit.
Well, something, you know, that's what we want to build. We want to grow these stays.
And just on Spanish Mission, is he going to be able to get up in time for an Australian Cup then, talking like that?
Yeah, I think that's a logical race. Quite possibly his next run, or whether we run him in a Carline Cup or something at a mile as a lead-in to something like that.
And go to a Tancred, does he?
Tancred, or you know, if he dows up a BMW, or if he stays fresh enough, maybe we chase a very elegant around in a QE or something like that. And see if we can extract revenge.
Moods, it's been an unbelievable spring carnival. It'll be great to see it end with a bang today. You're looking happy, relaxed. This training cape is good nowadays.
No, it's good. It's good. But today's about Bossy.
Yep.
Let's enjoy his great career, celebrate it. And more importantly for Maddie and Billy Gibbons, tomorrow's about the Jericho Cup.
Absolutely,
so have a great
Moods.
Day, boys.
Beautiful, mate.
Enjoy. Hope you find a winner. Be healthy.
Good on you, Moods.
Thanks, Moods.
Peter Moody.